States.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the presidential tweets.
And I think he's been very clear that when he gets attacked, he's going to hit back.
Sanders said Trump has been attacked mercilessly.
Carnival Cruise Lines making its first trip to Cuba. The Carnival Paradise set sail yesterday on a four-day trip to Cuba from Port Tampa Bay. Under new U.S. travel restrictions, passengers are limited to group tours of the island nation. While this is a first for Carnival, Royal Caribbean started taking cruises to Cuba from Tampa back in April. This weekend marks the start of recreational marijuana sales in Nevada. Beginning tomorrow, anyone 21 and older can purchase up to an ounce of it. Retail sales will be taxed at 10%. And Iran is getting some of the worst heat in recorded history. The high temperature in southwest Iran yesterday hit 129 degrees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:05, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 77 degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. Not going to be as dry as it was the last 4 days. Partly sunny and a chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 50%. Mostly cloudy and a chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then a slight chance of showers after midnight, humid with lows in the lower 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. First day of July, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the upper 80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Mostly sunny, humid with highs in the upper 80s on the 2nd. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s on the 3rd. July 4th, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. No precipitation on the forecast. Wednesday the 5th, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain 30%. The temperatures in the area. 77 in Raritan, 78 at the county complex, 77 over in Kingwood, 74 down in Trenton, 72 in Stockton, 76 in Hampton, 77 in, oh, let's say that's Clinton Township, 73 up in Washington, 71 over in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you.
meant to fight it to the finish, but you made me forget. I know it's possible, I'm dreaming, don't wake me, yeah. You know I love you, I can't see the day from night. You know I twist around and turn around and then I give in. You end up in control of me, it's really a sin. Don't know what you're doing to me, but I know it's a crime.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we are down from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and County, New Jersey. This is One True Voice, Sacred Trust. It is the last day of June. And we're about to start July and real summer coming up this weekend. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself and you're getting ready for a great, what did it say, four-day, five-day weekend? Maybe you're on, you already started. Maybe you're 7 days in to your weekend. Whatever it is, I hope you're doing it and enjoying it. So, check it out. If you need to figure out how you're getting there, though, one way we do that is we give you traffic. And we get that traffic from HARTTeam.com. They send me my alerts. You can get them, too. Register with them, and they'll send you alerts via email about the highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County, plus local roads, something that you don't get on the other stations. Congestion on 78 westbound came out at 744, so people are getting out of the county. Springfield Avenue, exit 49, delays due to volume. People going west. And that's about it. So if you're planning on your exodus from Hunterdon County, you might hit some congestion as you get to the Pennsylvania border. Drive safe, sound smart, pay attention. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. I believe I have Michelle Heide on. I thought I saw that this morning, so let's just check real quick. Yes, Michelle is on. Then we have Mike at the movies. Michelle talks about the markets. Last day of June, last day of the second quarter. We'll find out if there's any window dressing finishing up. Mike at the movies, a good friend of mine, gives you independent film reviews. And we call him every Friday, so he gives us all that. And then we have Todd Rainey from Hunterdon County. He's going to come over here and talk all about mosquito control and anything else that makes you squirm. Yeah, Todd is an exceptional individual, has incredible information about insects and controlling them and managing that in Hunterdon County. And so he brings all that expertise. I met him a couple years ago when I was doing, I was part of the Leadership Hunterdon class. And when I saw that we had mosquito control as a topic for June, I said, I know just the perfect person to talk to. So Todd has been kind enough to come on over here from 9 to 10. 10 o'clock, Susan Lax comes over here from Hunterdon Helpline talking all about the programs and all the different organizations that Hunterdon Helpline interfaces with to help you overcome any challenge in Hunterdon County. They do it as volunteers, of course, and they need to raise funds. And how do they do that? Well, they do a fabulous job with a program called Salsa Night, which is coming up in June and July. And Susan Lax will come over here and talk all about Salsa Night today at 10. So listen for that. Home Sweet Home with Patrick and Steve is on from 11 to 12. I was with Patrick one day. I was with Steve another. So we'll see if we can get the two of them back together. They talk great about home repairs, maintaining your home, getting it up to the right speed, making sure it's tip-top shape so you're not spending more later on for repairs that you don't want to spend money on. They're on from 11 to 12, from the basement to the attic, and everything in between. Bob Burns comes on in from 1 to 2. He talks all about awaken to your purpose. He believes everybody is put on this earth for a reason, and each one of them has to find and locate their purpose in life. Some people find it, some people need help finding it, and that's the whole point of the program. He'll bring both people on to help find the purpose for some and help you understand what it feels like when you do find it and all the different capabilities that those people have when they talk about their passion. After that, Bob stays on for another hour called Living Consciously, and Bob likes to think that people are walking around missing out on all the experiences. So you need to keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and walk around in amazement at all the different little things that you need to take stock in. Let's not take them for granted. Living Consciously, Bob Burns from 2 to 3. Pat Smits comes on, and she talks all about legal issues and cases that have been decided in New Jersey. She goes through the legal news and explains the verdicts and how they might impact you. And then the sports guys come on, 5 to 6. They talk all about national sports. We're coming close to the All-Star break in Major League Baseball. We're starting to hone in on camps for for National Football League. We finished up with basketball and hockey for a time being, but they had the NBA draft just recently. And we got golf. The Open Championship is coming up in the next couple of weeks, and the U.S. Open Championship for women is happening right here in Somerset County at Trump National. That's the entire Hunter Schumer Time lineup. Of course, you knew that. It's all there on the website, the mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter Schumer Radio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and right after these messages.
I meant to fight it to the finish, but you made me forget. I know it's possible, I'm dreaming, don't wake me, yeah. You know I love you, I can't see the day from night. You know I twist around and turn around and then I give in. You end up in control of me, it's really a sin. Don't know what you're doing to me, but I know it's a crime. And baby, I can't last another night, and every moment is eternity.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Dave Clark 5 helping me with BrandLax.com. Celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day. We are finishing up the last day of June. June is Turkey Lovers Month. It's also Men's Health Education and Awareness Month, Migraine Awareness Month, along with National Accordion Awareness Month. Still trying to put that one together. National Aphasia Awareness Month, National Bathroom Reading Month, National Camping Month, National Candy Month, National Caribbean American Heritage Month, National Congenital Cytomegalovirus Awareness Month, GLBT Pride Month, and GLBT Book Month, National Fruit and Veggies Month, National Iced Tea Month, Migraine and Headache Awareness Month, it's Oceans Month, Pet Preparedness Month, National Rivers Month, it's National Rose Month, it's also National Safety Month, National Smile Month, Soul Food Month, Steakhouse Month, Zoo and Aquarium Month. Looking at the week, Roswell UFO Days starts today, National Prevention of Eye Injuries Awareness, National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. Todd's going to be in here at 9 o'clock to talk all about that. Fisher Friends Not Food Week. And for today, gotta love it, they pack it in at the end of the month too. Drive Your Corvette to Work Day. What if you don't have one? It is now National Organization for Women's Day. It's Social Media Day. It was just reported that one quarter of the planet is on Facebook twice a week. That is free advertising, ladies and gentlemen, for 2 billion plus people. It's National Meteor Watch Day. It's California Avocado Day. And I don't know if you felt it. Maybe I did. It's Leap Second Time Adjustment Day. And somehow, some way, they figured out that the clock does not correlate with the planet's rotation. And we are off by a quarter of a second every so often. So now we make a little bit of a change every June 30th to help with all that. They adjust the clocks. It might not make any sense to you, but when we have the very, very specific time management that we have to have now with computers, it's pretty important. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLox.com. You can pick something, maybe a couple of things, and get involved. Well, July comes along, and one of the things we think about in Hunterdon County is the biggest balloon festival in the North America. So there's an article here, produced, written on the 29th, says New Jersey Balloon Festival seeks wider horizons for a 35th anniversary. Written by Angela Ling, she says, interns are busy answering the phones at the Festival of Ballooning office with the Quick Check Festival of Ballooning just 1 month away. It's all hands on deck. The festival team is preparing for the launch of the 35th annual Quick Check Festival of Ballooning on July 28th at Solberg Airport in Reddington. And somewhere in the midst of the chaos is Howard Freeman, executive producer of the festival and a self-proclaimed balloonatic. Freeman has been piloting the festival for the last 25 years and has taken the festival to new heights. Wow, just talk about poetic license. Under his leadership, the festival has grown from 10 balloons and 20,000 people to being the largest summertime balloon festival in North America with about 100 balloons and 175,000 people. Freeman's philosophy for keeping the three-day festival new and exciting is simple. Quote, people say I have the attention of a three-year-old, and if I can find something that can keep my attention, I think it can pretty well keep the attention of most of the people from 2 to 82 that we draw. Search of new ideas, Freeman has traveled all over the world to find the best pilots, music, acts, and coolest and hottest special shape hot air balloons. This year will feature new balloons like the Simba balloon, created in 2010 to raise awareness of lion poaching in Africa. A few crowd favorites will return to celebrate the 35th anniversary, including Quick Check Flying Farmhouse and the Angry Bird Balloon. While the balloons are the main attraction, Freeman said all 39 hours of the festival offer entertainment aimed at different age groups. The average stay at the festival is 7.5 hours, and there's something for every member of the family, Freeman said. To keep building the festival over the years, Freeman said, they try to appeal diverse age niches through their concerts. One of his favorite concert memories was watching screaming young girls cheer on a popular boy band at the festival in 2007. Whether it was a stroke of genius or just luck, Freeman said, booking the Jonas Brothers in October 2006 to perform the following summer was one of the best decisions they made. The Jonas Brothers just grew and grew and grew from October until July to the point where they came here. It was probably one of the hottest tickets we've ever had. This year, the festival is adding a fifth concert to their usual lineup of four. The new concert is a children's show featuring singer Laura Berkner. The show will be at 1:30 p.m. on Friday, July 28th. Major performers include George Thorogood. It's bad to the bone. And his Destroyers on July 28th. Pat Benatar is on the 29th. New attractions like a helium balloon and aerial act will be at the festival, while other activities like the 5K race will be brought back. The event provides entertainment for the township and beyond and has a $43.7 million economic impact annually. The festival also raised $2.6 million for local nonprofits. Supporting the economy, giving back to the community, entertaining people, Freeman said, all these things make the festival special. But at the end of the day, the attraction of the festival is the balloons. When you're in a balloon, it's like being on a 16 or 20-story building out on a balcony and watching the ground move beneath you. Each year, people tell Freeman that riding in a hot air balloon is something on their bucket list that they can check off. That's more than 20,000 balloon rides during Freeman's years at the festival. Just about everyone has come away with a smile on their face and a gleam in their eyes, so we're doing something right, Freeman said. It's an addicting sport, and that's why they call it the magic of ballooning. Tickets for the event can be purchased at Quick Check stores or online. The festival is offering an early bird saver that ends Friday. For more information, visit theballoonfestival.com. There you have it. It's coming. It's about a month away, and it's fantastic. I mean, I set aside most of my weekend just to see those balloons go up, and it's just fabulous. So plan for it. Celebration, that's vitamin C for today.
Smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Smile.
All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Who would have a birthday on the last day of July?
We sing happy birthday to you.
It's June 30th. Actor in Shameless, Elliot Fletcher, is 21. All My Children's Sean Marquette, 29. Olympic gold medal swimmer Michael Phelps turned 32 today. The Last Witch Hunter, Julie Engelbrecht, is 33. Singer of I Believe, Fantasia Barrino, is 33. Comedian Catherine Ryan is 34. Actress in Beyond the Lights, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, is 34. Girls Aloud singer Cheryl is 34 today. Actress in Westworld, Angela Safarin is 34. Cloverfield, Lizzie Kaplan, is 35. Get Rich or Die Tryin', Ashley Walters, is 35. Comedian Desi Leidick is 36. Only God Forgives, Tom Burke, is 36. From Eureka, Christopher Jacut is 38. Actor in War of the Worlds, Rick Gonzalez, is 38. 38th birthday of Lyle Bracato from Revenge of the Bridesmaids. Writer and actor of Key and Peele, Colton Dunn, is 40. Deadwood's Kate Lubin is 45. Parenthood's Monica Potter's 46. Resident Evil and Apocalypse, Megan Fallenbach, is 46. From the A-Team, Brian Bloom is 47. Chris Conrad is 47. He is in The Promoter and Next Karate Kid. Lord of the Rings movies, Martin Sakis is 51. Regenesis, Peter Outerbridge, is 51. Former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson is 51 today. V is for Vendetta. Rupert Graves is 54. Deidre Lovejoy is 55 from American Gothic. Vincent Klein is 57. From Point Break, Law and Orders, Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. From Hotz, Lisa London, 60. In Living Color, David Alan Greer is 61. Actor in Married with Children, David Garrison, is 65. Bassist of Sweet Baby with George Duke, Stanley Clark, is 66. Pro golfer and NBC golf analyst Roger Maltby is 66. Romeo and Juliet, Leonard Whiting, is 67. Forever Young, Nicholas Sorovio. Well, let me try that again, Nicholas. Actor in Forever Young, Nicholas Sorovio, is 73. Over the Top, Terry Funk, is 73. Little River Band, Glenn Sharrock, is 73. Actress in Two Clothes for Comfort, Nancy DeSalt, is 81. And International Tennis Hall of Famer, Shirley Fry Irvin, 90 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we will get it on the show to celebrate. Well, it's time for us to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Michelle Heide will be up next.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most of President Trump's executive order concerning immigration to the United States from six Middle East nations taking effect last night.
So we have lawyers on standby. We have lawyers at JFK monitoring the situation on the ground.
That's a spokesman for the New York Immigration Coalition, which did have lawyers at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York last night, should any incoming travelers need their help. While so-called close family is still allowed in from those six largely Muslim nations, other loved ones like grandparents, aunts, and uncles are not. The House passing two immigration bills yesterday. One, Kate's Law, increases the sentences for illegal immigrants who re-enter the U.S. after being convicted of crimes. The House also passed the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, which cracks down on sanctuary cities. Both bills now head to the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Well, I know somebody who will really help us, and that's Michelle Heide. She's on the phone from Patton Heide & Associates. Good morning, Michelle. Last day of June.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. Last month of June. Whew, last hard to believe.
It's the last day of June, not the last month
last
of
day
June.
Last day of June. When I say the last month of June, okay. Yeah, we need to wake up here. but, hard to believe we're wrapping up June, and as we head into today for the month of June, Dow is definitely in the green. The S&P has been slightly green, and the NASDAQ, as of yesterday, was in the red, mostly because we had a sharp sell-off in technology again yesterday. So over the past month, it's down a little over 2%. So we'll see what happens today. So far, the futures are looking green across the board. Dow futures a few minutes ago were up about 36, S&P up 4, NASDAQ up 7. Yesterday, a lot of what we saw had to do with profit-taking from the tech sector, you know, as you and I talked about in the morning, some of the window dressing for a lot of the funds and things that are looking to put in good quarterly and, you know, semi-annual return figures, things of that nature. So we'll see what today looks like. Warren Buffett definitely made out well yesterday. He announced that that Berkshire Hathaway is going to exercise the warrants in Bank of America, basically, which will allow it to acquire 700,000 shares of common stock at an exercise price of $7.14 each, which is about $5 billion. But as of yesterday's value of Bank of America, it makes it worth about $17 billion. Wow. So he was a pretty happy guy yesterday, I'm sure. But, even though tech was dragging yesterday, banking stocks were in the green, but tech just kind of brought everything down with it, you know, obviously by the end of the trading day. So let's see. This morning we just had personal income figures coming in at up 0.4% versus the 0.3% expected. And at 10 o'clock we have consumer sentiment coming out. We're expecting a reading of 94.4, so continuing to be on the optimistic side of things. And then in corporate news, we had Nike. Yesterday, they came out with their earnings. They topped expectations. And the big news was that they confirmed a pilot deal with Amazon. Now, for years, they've decided not to be on Amazon. They were having their own online presence. But they did decide that they're going to do a pilot with Amazon. They're going to directly sell a limited product assortment of, you know, sneakers and some athletic gear, things like that.
Right.
So that shot their stock up after hours yesterday about 7%, and this morning they're up about 6% in pre-market. trading. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's interesting about that business model, and now looking at where Amazon is placed in the marketplace. Does any, you know, when you go shopping and you search on Google, you know, you're going to find, that's one of the first things you're going to find. So
right.
why would you go plunking around Nike? Why would they put up all that extra capital to put up a storefront when Amazon's the first one that's going to be there for you?
Right. Exactly. I know it's interesting. I was having a conversation last night with someone and yeah, we were just talking about how just about anything you purchase can nowadays be purchased right through Amazon. So, you know, a lot of companies continue to spend lots and lots of money having that. And, of course, yes, you want to have the online presence. But as far as the additional funds that go into, you know, getting the product out and buying online, that kind of thing, I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm sure it's still worth it. But, I mean, if you can just go to one place rather than having to, you know, especially someone like me, you know, things that are simple and ease of convenience, if you can go to one place and get everything rather than having to go to several different sites to get things, suppose. You know, I'm still a big fan of shopping local and buying local, but
yeah, well,
we'll see. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I spoke with Bill Healy up at Healy's Crystal up there in Clinton. The one conversation we had was, you know, if you're going out and you're trying to sell jeans against big box stores as a small business, you're not going to win.
Right.
So you got to, when you're a local store, you got to bring very local, unique products.
Absolutely.
So competing against the big box stores is a lose situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I constantly get emails and things that pop up on Facebook for women's clothing.
Mm.
You know, because as a woman, I hate to shop. Yes, believe it or not.
What?
And when I do shop, I need someone to tell me, oh, this will look nice on you. This matches with that. You know, I need the old Granimals. And so, but now there are these companies that every month they'll deliver you a couple different outfits based upon what you like and blah, 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 blah. And if you don't like them, you can send them back. So it's like they're really, you know, they're really trying to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah.
I still think that there are certain things that you still need a person, you know, you still need people to help with. But, so we'll see.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Oh, I also wanted to cover the SEC announced that they are now going to allow companies to file confidentially for IPOs. That rule used to be restricted to companies valued at $1 billion or less, but basically they're opening it up that companies can now file confidentially, and they're hoping that that will look to revitalize the IPO market a little bit more. You know, speaking of IPOs, we had Blue Apron yesterday coming out. And it ended up, it was definitely was not one of the more robust IPOs in terms of where their share price ended at closing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I think a lot has to do with what I mentioned yesterday, the fact that even though they have a lot of customers, the fact that half of the customers cancel within 6 months, you know, that's definitely a challenge. They're going to have to figure out, you know, how to, you know, not only entice people to sign up initially, but then how to stay engaged with that service. So
sure, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's July. July starts tomorrow, and hopefully you got a nice, great couple of days planned. And I'll be on Monday. I don't know if you're available, but we'll.
I am.
All right. So we'll talk on Monday before you get to July 4th. But enjoy the pre July 4th festivities.
All right, you too.
All right, have a great
have
one,
a great
Michelle.
Weekend.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide, Pat and Heide, Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony are on Some Things About Money, 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Michelle helps me with Investment Update, Market Update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. This is Fantasia Barrino. It's her birthday today, and she's from American Idol. We'll be right back.
did you find your pot of gold? Ever catch the shooting star?
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, it's time for movies. Got Mike on the phone. We talk movies every Friday. Good morning. How are you doing, man? Mike? There he is. You there?
Here I am.
All right. Yeah, I didn't push the right button. All right, you're with us now. It was a great intro, though.
I'm so sorry I missed it. I'm sure it was wonderful.
All right, so we talk with you every Friday. What do you have for us this week?
Let's start with The Bad Batch.
Okay.
This is rated R. It is directed by Anna Lily Amanpour.
Uh-huh.
It stars Suki Waterhouse, Jason Momoa, Giovanni Ribisi, and Keanu Reeves. And it's the story of Arlen, who is a girl of about 20 or so. And she has, as description says, she is one of thousands of Americans deemed unacceptable to society, and she is abandoned in a hostile desert that's been fenced off from the rest of society. And so she must survive, and soon after she is abandoned, she is captured by a band of cannibals, and she must survive, and she must fight for her survival, and therein lies our story. Okay, we are not, that is the Bad Batch of the title, is a designation for these people that are deemed unfit for society.
Okay.
And so she is captured by cannibals and must survive, and then are we looking for perhaps revenge, and then there are other groups of people that she must or may find her way to be with. But, you know, story of survival, but nothing really comes together here. There's a lot of it's a hodgepodge, and it's rather incoherent and somewhat drawn out. And I think we were the director was attempting a sort of seamless story with little in the way of exposition. And, you know, Jason Momoa is playing the very buff and tattooed leader of the cannibal clan, and then they meet again, et cetera, et cetera, and nothing really comes of it.
Okay.
It's very violent, and we are talking, after all, about cannibals.
Right.
There you have it, but nothing really... You know, there's extended scenes where there's, you know, sort of like this quasi psychedelic experience and so forth. And as I said, it just doesn't really come together. This one I really can't recommend.
Where does this thing take place? That there's cannibals.
Where does it take place? And yeah. I mean, it's in a desert setting.
Did I give you a country? A region of the world?
Yes, United States.
Oh, yeah, we got cannibals. We got cannibals in the United States. Okay.
Well, yes. It's not explained. I don't know if it's necessary to explain it, but it's not explained, you know, why these people have been deemed socially unacceptable. It is not, and I believe in details that it certainly is the United States, and it's this uh-huh. this whole vast section of desert
right.
has been, as I say, you know, fenced off, you know, isolated from the rest of society, and so
right.
society's rejects they populate it, and so of course,
okay.
And then there are other groups of people that are less, you know, hostile, etc. But
okay.
you know, that's not really terribly explained. I don't know if it needs to be, but it just
right.
doesn't happen anyway.
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves can't find a bus or something to help people get out. What's the deal?
Well, he is not. He is not. He's not the hero of this piece.
Okay. I gathered that when you didn't mention his name at all, except for the credits in the beginning. So, wow.
Well, no, I mean, he plays sort of the leader of one of these other groups of people, these clans.
Right.
And so forth, but it doesn't add up to much. Really.
Okay.
So, yeah, the bad batch, you can just...
Well,
yeah.
Bad Batch, it's a bad batch of, all right.
Aptly titled.
In
a way, yeah.
Great. All right, we'll cross that one off. That one, not worth it. What's next on your list?
All right, we are streaming.
Okay.
And the film is Table 19, directed by Jeffrey Blitz. It's rated PG-13. It stars... We have a really very good cast here, we have June Squibb, we have Lisa Kudrow,
oh, okay.
and a number of others. It's really a good cast. Okay, so what's it about? The ex-maid of honor, played by Anna Kendrick, who's in the lead, the ex-maid of honor, because she's been unceremoniously dumped by the best man right before the wedding, decides,
right.
despite her anger and misgivings, decides that yes, she will in fact attend the wedding of her best, even though she's, you know, been dumped and she's no longer the maid of honor. And so, okay, she ends up at the questionable table, at the back of the ballroom. We have the elderly former nanny, an unhappy married couple, an awkward teenager, one of the other characters who has a sort of shady past and is rather socially inept, to put it mildly, and they're all at the island of misfit toys table, if you like.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yep. The one that you can't pair anybody up with, so you just throw them all together and hope for the best.
We all know that, yeah.
Yeah,
We've all been
there.
You know, if you've never been at that table or you don't know what that table is, perhaps you've been at that table.
Yeah.
Or, if you weren't sure, yeah, you know, then perhaps you are. But, I mean, and that's therein lies.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, it tries to be, goes from slapstick to rather depressing social, but commentary on the unmarried couple and the older nanny who's, you know, been sort of forgotten,
right?
And And it just it doesn't work because it doesn't really succeed in any of those things, and it can't decide what it wants to do, if you like, what it wants to. And this is a Anna Kendrick. I mean, and the whole cast, very talented group, but just not given what they need. So, you know, and if they had perhaps done a little more broad humor, but that's not where they're headed.
Yeah.
Then we realize that the Lisa Kudrow and her husband are unhappily married, and they sort of they delve into that and meander around, and then we reveal other things about these characters, but it just doesn't gel, and it's not very funny, and it's also not very insightful when it tries to be, so it just doesn't really deliver. What you're left with is you sort of feel as if you're with them at the Island of Misfit Toys table, not having a very good time at all. You just feel rather sad for everybody involved.
Right. Yeah, it's a great premise, but I guess right? It sounds like a great premise. You know, you've been at those tables and you know how awkward that is. So it's funny that
Yeah, and you know where you are.
Right. Yep.
And because she was the ex maid of honor, she points out the various groups, you know, the sort of constellation of tables around, you know, these are the work friends, single friends, these are the, and that, that provides, a moment of humor and fun, but not enough to carry the film.
All right.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate because I think they could have had, if they went, if they decided where they wanted to go and had a clearer or a more consistent tone, it could have been fun.
All right. Well, that's why we have the pick of the week. So we at least get one this
week.
We do. So what is it?
All right. Ladies in Lavender from 2005.
All right.
It's rated PG-13.
Right.
It's directed by Charles Dance. It stars Maggie Smith and Judi Dench, who were the actresses, were respectively each 70 years old at the time of the film. And it says aging spinster sisters. They live in Cornwall on the coast, and it's 1936, and their simple life is interrupted, shall we say, when a young Polish man is washed up on the shore by their house,
right,
and they take him in. And he becomes their guest, and they find, among other things, that he is quite a talented violinist. And so the whole town becomes involved, and then there's another younger woman who is visiting the town who has artistic leanings of her own, and therein lies our story. All right, this is a period piece. This is a rather gentle little film, and it does touch on some things, and there is some humor, and it talks about love and jealousy and things like that. And it's just a pleasure to watch our leads work. They are wonderful to watch on the screen. It's wonderful to see the interplay between the two of them. And if this sounds like you might like it. If you like period pieces and so forth, this is one you should check out.
What's the setting when you say a period piece? What are we in?
1936.
Oh, okay.
But it's also the Cornish coast, and it's a village, a seaside village, and all of that is brought quite nicely to life by the direction of Charles Dance.
Nice.
And others, and it's just it's quite a pleasure just to watch the two leads particularly work.
And you brought up the fact that the one lead is a violin player. What's the music they're playing in that?
They're playing classical stuff and
long hair music. Long hair music, right?
Ah, yeah, if you like, sure. And that comes out.
Yeah.
Well, first, there's a language barrier, and they overcome that because, and that's how that develops. And then, the relationship between the characters is what plays out.
Cool.
Quite nicely.
All right. Good. We got one good one. So Stay away from Bad Batch. Stay away from Open Table 19. Table 19?
Table 19, yeah.
And so we got this one here. What was the name of this one again?
Ladies in Lavender.
Ladies in Lavender. Okay. Excellent, sir. You have a great July 4th, 4th of July down there at the shore, and we'll catch you again next Friday.
We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
Bye.
Mike of the Movies, good friend of mine, independent film reviewer, giving you one good one. Ladies in Lavender, stay away from Table 19, stay away from Bad Batch. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. Or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most of President Trump's executive order concerning immigration to the United States from six Middle East nations taking effect last night.
So we have lawyers on standby. We have lawyers at JFK monitoring the situation on the ground.
That's a spokesman for the New York Immigration Coalition, which did have lawyers at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York last night, should any incoming travelers need their help. While so-called close family is still allowed in from those six largely Muslim nations, other loved ones like grandparents, aunts, and uncles are not. The House passing two immigration bills yesterday. One, Kate's Law, increases the sentences for illegal immigrants who re-enter the U.S. after being convicted of crimes. The House also passed the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, which cracks down on sanctuary cities. Both bills now head to the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's official. President Trump will be meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin next week. It will be their first face-to-face meeting since Trump took office and will take place at the G20 summit in Germany. Now, former President Obama had a famously chilly relationship with the Russian leader. The Trump-Putin meeting, though, comes as the U.S. investigation of Russian interference in the presidential election continues to ramp up. A federal agency says there are currently 29 major wildfires raging in the southwestern U.S. Here's Mark Mayfield.
That includes the massive Brian Head Fire in southwestern Utah. That blaze has blackened more than 50,000 acres south of Salt Lake City. Crews are also busy fighting large wildfires in California, Arizona, Washington, New Mexico, Idaho, and Nevada.
Police in Paris say a man's under arrest after...